do you have ways to help yourself predict when you think a real estate market is going to go into decline?
Absolutely. And earlier I mentioned Texas, but this general principle holds. Why did I know that Texas was going into a downward spiral for property? I talked about job growth and the economic base. Well, in the early 1980s, the Texas economy was roaring for two reasons, oil and construction. By the mid-1980s, the oil price had fallen from something like a peak of $40 a barrel to $10 a barrel. So that meant the leading economic base of the state, the resource that was bringing in all this money, was now dwindling. And the second big producer of jobs in the state was construction. And the construction was going at such a feverish pace that the oil prices would have had to hit 100 a barrel, which is what some silly people were projecting in the early 80s, for enough people to have come into the state to absorb all that property. So at the same time, the economic base, that is the jobs and the price of the resource, was going down, the construction continued at a furious pace because the lenders were throwing out money to anybody who rolled a wheelbarrow in. So it was very easy to see in that cowboy-type environment that the supply side was going up ferociously. At the same time, the demand side was heading down, and we were going to have an enormous oversupply. So the general principle is the main generator of jobs, the main generator of income in the area, whether it's auto or oil or high tech, what's that industry's prospects for the next 2, 3, 5 years, if you're looking at short-term values, as I was at that time. And the second is, what's the quantity of new residential space coming onto the marketplace? You know, if you've got thousands and thousands of new condo and apartment units, as was true in Texas at that time, all under construction, all ready to be coming onto the market, at the very time the jobs in the leading industry were turning down, you knew you were heading for calamity.